That brings us now to the last division here in this final major division of Isaiah, and the glory of Jehovah, which comes through the suffering servant. We move on in this section to the glory of the kingdom. Now, he says here, outward religious forms and inward wicked ways delayed the grace and glory of God. And I think that today probably is hurting the cause of Christ as much as anything. Men with church memberships, men that are religious, and yet they curse like sailors, dishonest in business, immoral in their social life, and untrue to their wives and their families, and they talk about that they are good enough to meet God's standard. That holds up the grace and the glory of God. Now, this chapter brings us to the final division of the prophecy of Isaiah, and here we have the glory of God. Now, the explanation is given here as to why the glory was withheld. The people were very supercilious and cynical about their relationship to God. They were observing forms, and they dared to question the actions of God toward them. They sat in judgment upon God, and a lot of people do that today. In spite of their outward observance of religion, they were indulging in their own wicked way. And this same spirit is manifested after the Babylonian captivity, which reveals that it did not cure them. Malachi said, "Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it's vain to serve God. And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we walk mournfully before the Lord of hosts?" You see, they were criticizing God. He's not blessing us. And yet look how religious we are. Why, we go to the temple, we make the sacrifices. And that was brazen effrontery and audacity to question God. And this is the spirit of the natural man with his outward show of religion. His heart is far from God and his way is wicked. The veneer of godliness is nauseating to the Lord Jesus Christ. He says to the church in Laodicea, "So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth." And that's the attitude of the Lord Jesus toward a lot of churchianity today.